Good evening, and welcome to another Fireside Chat. This is your host, Lance White, also known as the Zany Mystic. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. This is a live show, you know, and we're going to continue on in the same vein from the last show, the Dawn and Wind Show, which was excellent. And we're going to take callers, and we're going to talk to each other, and we want to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to give you the toll-free number. It's 877-876-5277. And in just a moment, Don will be with us, and he and I will be talking about current events and things that are going on in the world and anything that you want to talk about. So we want to hear from you, and we look forward to getting the phone calls. So hopefully Don will be on shortly. And if he isn't on shortly, then I will be here to entertain you with my bubbling personality. So, again, that number is 877-876-5.
All right, he's back.
All
he's
right,
here.
There we go. Yeah. There's Don.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you know, it's only important if they can hear me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm trying to think, you know, is it important if they don't hear me? And then, you know, that's kind of like, you know, do you hear a tree that falls in the forest if you're not there?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So it's important if they hear me.
Yes, it is important.
Thank you. And to all those out there we love and we love to hate, I hope you're going to call in because Zany's lost his guest today. The guy got lost. Just as he got lost, so he couldn't make it. So I said, Zany, the show must go on because I just did a great announcement for your program. And you're going to tell me you can't do a program? He said, well, you know, let's run an archive. I said, let's do something better. You know, we had a great show, the Dawn and Wind Show. It wasn't really the Dawn and Wind Show. It was more the Don and Tyler show. And I thought we would do something similar this show, but we would do it with Zany. And I promise you, I give you my word, Zany does not know what's going on.
No, I don't. I really don't.
So, we're going to do that to you. So, the first caller that calls in, 877-876-5227, you know what you're going to do? You're going to actually tell Zany what he has to do.
Oh, no.
And then he's going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
All right.
But it has to be along the same venture we did on the last program. I don't want to shock him yet. I want the first caller to call in, and then he's going to try to do what Tyler did.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in for it today, folks.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh, boy. You guys.
So those of you who didn't get a chance to call in on the last program, and the local numbers are, if you're loco, that is 530-876-3222. Okay, and there is a toll-free Canadian number, but you got to go to the website because I don't know what it is. Oh, hold on.
All right. You know what?
You know, they could have been trying to call in, and I hung up the phone on the last go-around because
uh-oh,
I didn't want to be interrupted when I had all this light around me. I was calling it in, baby.
All right.
And so let me hook the phone back up.
Okay.
People probably trying to call in, and they're going, you know.
We want to hear.
Yeah. Okay. The phone line's now hooked back in, folks. Whoa. There we go. I apologize to all you out there that we're probably trying and thinking this guy's nuts. I am. All right, caller, you're, sorry, I'm already introducing you. I almost called you Wynn, too. All right, Zany, take it away. It's your show. Don't let me interrupt.
Oh, that's all right.
I will, you know.
Well, go ahead. You do it so well. Well, do we have a caller?
There's a guy right here.
Oh, good, good. Okay, who are you and where are you from?
I'm a friend of Don's. I go by the name JoJo.
Okay. Now,
okay, here's what you got to do. Here's the rules. JoJo, you don't know anything about JoJo. Where do you live, JoJo?
I live in the East Coast.
That's enough. Okay. That's enough. All right. Zany?
Yeah?
You're going to give that man a reading.
Oh, okay, all
you
right.
You know who he is and where he's from. Now give him a reading.
All right.
Don't say anything. Look, you're spoiling the rules.
Okay.
I make rules.
All right.
I'm one of those neocons. I'll make a rule.
car.
I love rules, even if they're not fair. I'm joking. All right, JoJo, you just sit back there quietly, smoke a cigar, have a cognac. He's going to give you the best reading you ever had.
I'm ready.
Okay, so his name is JoJo, and he lives on the East Coast. All right, let's see. What do we get here? What are we getting?
I'm sending. You should be able to pick it up.
There's something to do with the family. Family?
No, don't be saying anything. Just sit back, relax
family
there,
and
JoJo.
And something to do with the career or job is going on. Let me think. Hold on a second here. This is not a thinking process. I'm not getting much of anything right at the moment.
Well, you're the man. You're supposed to pick up what I'm sending you.
Well, he didn't say he could do that. I just think you're unreadable, man. You're trying to be unreadable.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Are you trying to be unreadable?
No, sir.
You're incorrigible, aren't you?
In fact,
you know, I don't know why we let people like you on the air, pal.
I don't know why they even give you guys a shit.
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
No, seriously, I just got over a massive nosebleed about 5 minutes ago. So I got a little slight headache, and I got a massive nosebleed that I just got through plugging up my nose.
I was going to say, your face not only feels, but does it look like it hurts?
Yeah.
I'd have been right, wouldn't I?
Well, I was kind of
I'd have been right, huh, if I would have said that?
If you would have looked at me, you could tell I was okay.
I would have said, you know, I was about to say in my own psychic reading, look, you know, I think your face feels like it hurts, but it also looks like it hurts, doesn't it?
Huh. Well, you trying to say I'm ugly?
No, Joe, I wouldn't say that to you.
Oh,
I was trying to
hurts.
Say your face looks like it hurts.
You're something else, Don.
Thank you.
I don't know what, but you're something else.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, so far we're batting 1,000.
Yes, you gave him an accurate reading. The guy was trying to be unreadable,
and I couldn't
read him.
Yeah,
I think you're batting 1,000%. All right, JoJo, thank you very much for the call.
Am I good or am I good?
And we're going to bring on our next suitor.
All right.
Okay?
All right,
JoJo, we love you.
Yep.
We love you.
I love you, Don, man. But talk to me, brother.
All right.
Talk to me. I mean, I'm sorry about the nosebleed I'm having. I just had a massive headache and a nosebleed while I was trying to get to you guys for like the last 10 minutes and couldn't get back.
Zany, you want to give him a reading?
Well, sounds like he needs a healing.
He needs a healing.
He needs a healing. He doesn't need a reading.
See, when you're right, you're right.
He needs a healing. We need to send him healing energy right now, which is instantaneously delivered. And the audience can contribute with this if everybody focuses their intent on positive, uplifting, and healing energy.
We can heal this guy. We can heal him.
Yes, absolutely.
I totally and absolutely agree. Folks, he needs it.
Yep.
He wants it.
Yep.
And we're going to give it to him.
Yep.
All right.
To receive.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't have to do anything special. You felt that, didn't you? You
something.
Felt that, didn't you?
I felt something.
Come on, it went right through your head, didn't it? Come on, admit it.
I don't like luster. Put it on amplification there. But seriously, man, I've been having a lot of anxiety, like something really big is going to happen soon again. I mean, it's...
Really?
Stay away from the news. I can't stand to look at the news. I even had a lady tell me the other day, I went to a psychic the first time in my life, little Native American, like little Cherokee lady.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me right away and just, you know, I put my hands up. That was the only thing I could think of doing. She told me, she said, don't say a word. I just want to, like, feel you for a second. So I put my hands up. And when I put my hands out, I mean, I shocked her. You know, literally like a little electric charge, and she got a jolt, and she told me that, you see spirits. I don't call them spirits. I call them entities. I mean, they hover right above the backyard. They come in their little ships and things, and I feel quite positive about them. And I've talked to Dawn about this before. And my girlfriend, she's even experiencing the same thing. And as well as my little nephew, we sat and watched 8 silver cylinders.
Sorry about the phone lines, guys. I don't know whose phone line it is, but anyways, it's the conditions are bad.
Probably cats.
Well, keep on, JoJo. That's interesting. So then what happened?
She told me, she said, you're a healer. You're a healer. And, man, I'm just trying to make sense of all this. I'm just trying to find my place. I quit another job for
no
reason.
I
get frustrated with my work, and I just quit
here's
jobs.
Here's the thing. You know why? Because you're three things. You're one, you are a rebel. Two, you're a rebel. You won't conform.
True. Yeah.
You just won't conform. Two, you're extremely intuitive and sensitive to all forms of energy.
Yeah.
And I think you have that ability, and it manifests in many different ways that you find kind of interesting.
I think I need to find a way.
And three, I think that you are also on the verge of your own destiny.
Whatever that may be, I'm ready for it. I want it to happen now. I'm tired of fighting with this stuff, man.
Well, there's my three things for you, my friend.
Well, the other thing is that what's happening is your left brain is starting to become balanced with your right brain. And so the dominant masculine side is shifting. It's not as prevalent. So you're experiencing an influx of divine feminine energies, which is the intuitive side, and it could be very confusing.
I think it is. I think since we've got him going up to B cup, he's thoroughly confused.
Well, yeah, I did say it had to do something about career or job, didn't I?
You did, and yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was actually looking into massage therapy or something I could do. You know, I don't want to go back to college all over again.
Yeah, don't do that.
Man, that's just a waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
You know, there's massage? You ever thought about wrestling?
Power in my hands, though. I mean, I feel it.
What about the Reiki?
My right side? What now?
No, you know, there's that Reiki or Reiki healing that everybody does. You could learn that.
You know what that is, right?
I guess I could. I mean, if you look at some of my...
Do you know what that is, though? You do know what that is, right?
I've heard of Reiki, the healing therapy.
Okay, you do. Okay.
I've also heard of Qigong, Shiatsu, Suiatsu, all that, but... I've never looked into it, but when that lady told me, who I've never met before in my life, and I passed her her little parlor 1,000 times, and one time I just said, I want to stop in and talk to this lady and see what this is all about. And when I saw she's a little Native American lady, we're both about the same color and complexion, I'm part Native American, and she just looked at me, and, I mean, she got the feeling right away. I mean, is she... Hey,
you know what drives you, my friend? You want to see it so bad, you figured out you can. You wanted to sense it so bad and go out there and see UFOs, they appeared. You actually wanted to see spirits and things move around so badly, now you see their signature.
It started when I was about 4 years old.
Well, has it been creeping up on you a lot lately?
Say that again?
Has it been creeping up on you a lot lately?
It permeates my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Well, you're very intuitive. You know what I would say? You're the kind of guy that needs to just allow your next big thing to come alive.
But in the meantime, I need to find a way to make a living and support myself. You try to incorporate this stuff in your day-to-day life, and there's not many people you could talk to at work, if any at all.
Exactly, and most people live like that.
And you feel like you're walking on a tightrope. You got the real world on your left, and you got the...
Exactly.
But then you start separating it. See, it's always that one separation that every... in some cases, that's the ultimate fear for some, because they're not here to find to relieve other fears. Some are mortal, and some fears are to release that old way of thinking, that old stigma, that old understanding, not living who you are, not being who you are, you being who you are. And that, with separation, when you see things as not, you know, Buddhists work on this a lot. Monks have been known to be very adept at this type of style of thinking. It's that the now is that important. You know what I mean?
The now is important. Well, the now is the only time to exist.
Really. Well, you can mentally understand it, and then you have to physically kind of go through the motions to really gain the wisdom of that knowledge. You use the tools you have to go through the wisdom of that. Me, I wouldn't, you know, in your situation, you're kind of stuck in your own matrix, and you need to figure out a way out. And you have avenues open to you.
I hear you.
You know, they'll come to you. You're really an intuitive guy. You've got it. You're going to experience a wonderful life with wonderful strangeness because you want it, and it's going to happen for you.
Well, Brother Con, you've helped me in the past, and like you said, you can meditate on them, and you taught me that one technique where you call them down, and that definitely works. You know, I mean. If they can hear you and you're thinking out loud and clear, I mean, they will hear your thoughts.
But remember, here's the thing that I wished I'd have told you back then that I'll tell you now. And that's no person is victim, and get the victimization out of your head.
No, not at all. I feel invited. I feel very, very special. I feel like...
Right, but you still feel that what you do is of magnitude to the point that it gives you a little paranoia. Am I wrong?
Am
I wrong?
Clicking, that's when I get paranoid. My phone starts clicking, and the helicopters fly over my house that otherwise wouldn't be there. Yeah, paranoid.
Yeah, but there, you know what fear really is? It's a distraction that you create, it's a distraction. Fears are distractions.
Yeah.
If you look at it rationally from the point of your being, that's the only way you can look at it rationally. You would look at fear and say, okay, what does that mean?
I've been trying to deal with the fear part. I understand it's just an
It's ask. A distraction.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
All it is. Now, you can put it in all to the voodoo trips, and you can give it all the emotional attachments, and you can throw it into a spin. You can totally mind meld yourself into that one. But it's a distraction.
And
it's nothing more than that. And they prove it through the disinformation they spread throughout the internet through a few main disinformation agencies that call themselves papers or news agencies or what have you. And they flood the market, so to speak, with paper. Okay? And they're doing it... I don't want to go into those rants.
Oh, no.
I know where you're going. I mean, but I understand that, but... Brother Don, man, I mean, I feel it. It's. I mean, I get so anxious every day. I mean, I just, they're
here.
They're
Everything's
here.
Here.
And
Everything's
I know it's
here now.
Thing, and it's the best thing for all of us. But I just wanted to come out. I just wanted to manifest. I'm getting tired of knowing, you know, and not being able to see.
Coming out.
I wish I could open
I
up.
Just wanted to manifest. Hey, you know, that might be a song.
But I mean, man, I wish there was something we could do to wake up the sheeple, because the sheeple...
They're not sheeple. See, don't think of them that way. Think of them as part of yourself that's just as enlightened as you are, just that their perception's just slightly askew. It's okay, they'll get there. You know, love, that's the one thing we can all do that changes everything.
Yes, sir.
And it's the one responsibility, not only can we take,
it's
the only one we really have.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can take that into the difficulty levels as well throughout your mind melt.
Now, here's something I've been doing every night, but when I go to sleep, as I get in that kind of twilight sleep where you kind of like disassociate it from your body.
Yeah.
I try to think of the earth, I try to think of everything that's going on, and I put a rainbow around it, and I bathe it in a pink loving light. And sometimes that helps alleviate
I love you, man, you're exotic.
What are you laughing about, man?
I love it. I love you, man, I truly do. You think you're cracked. I love cracked. I'm totally cracked, Pepper Man. Dr. Bell walks his talk. He's cracked. You want to hear about stuff he talks about? Now look at the way he lives. He truly does walk his talk. And there are others that do that. Hey, Zany is his walk and talk in motion.
So
you don't get better than that.
I mean, if anything, just thinking of positive thoughts is doing something to help, I guess.
It's doing everything that you can possibly take responsibility for, your energy, and everything that defines. It's a total respect which makes it simple. It's like this is saying that being perfect's easy. It's always doing the next right thing where your gut has no problems. You have no angst. You have no... You know, it's really bringing simplicity back to the complex. It's bringing back mathematical equations back to their 0101 like we see in math today, the on and off, excuse me, that the machine really does. And it does it so fast through so many different intricacies that it complicates it. And the longer the question, the more on and offs you've got. It's really, and we know that today, no matter how complex it is. So you can repeat the same answer over and over, but the simplicity is always the same. It's always in that question. I try to beat my audience over the head with that because I find it quite true. I can go into the deepest meditations and I'll see the simplicity in it all. I'm not looking for the complex, folks. Not looking to make things more complex in
right.
my life. I'm looking to see how simple the beauty truly is, the creation truly is. Now, we'll get there. You, everybody gets it from one aspect, whether it's science, the metaphysical, the spiritual, the conscious unit itself, before it even transcends into that energy, vibrational circulation. It's wonderful.
But, you know, you and I, Don, we've been talking about this for a while.
We've only talked two times, but at both times I've truly enjoyed it. Absolutely.
You still have the sense that it's going to happen soon, like any moment now.
Sense is going to be with you for a while. See, I've tried to figure that one out. We've all been giving predictions because we all have this sense of something's right around the corner. But you know what my sense about when I step outside of the box on that sense is? That's just the quickening. We're in ascension mode, folks.
Yeah.
The whole earth change. Here's what I said to somebody not too long ago. I said, you want to know profound? Hell, here's profound. The earth in 1987, I believe, when the Schumann resonance or the consonants of the earth, the constant, man, started changing. Whoa! You know, to put that into perspective, you would have to almost look at that as something coming awake because now it defined change. If everything was static, if history and everything up to that point and all the history and living through history and being a part of history and creating this timeline of future and history was really true, then what does that mean when Mother Earth wakes up and now change begins? We are change at that point. You, me, everything. And we are all moving now. And what that profound understanding is, that we are no longer on a constant vibration. We're changing. Now, that's going to give a quickening effect. Ultimately, I don't know what that means. But it's like you're zapped in the arse, and it's going straight through your head, and vice versa. And it's going to have its own on and off switches for a long time with great triggers, but we're all change in motion. Humanity is now change. And if everybody wants to know what that feeling sense is, and it's ominous, and it's wonderful, and it's explosive, and sometimes it's heck and hell, and the doldrums, and it's emotional, and believe me, 20 years ago, you weren't thinking quite along these lines. This is a roller coaster of a whole new dynamic, and it's about to get even more fun, only because I don't think Mother Earth is going to become a constant again for a while.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Whoa! When you start looking at how resonance and vibration works and what that means ultimately, well, there's a whole bunch of different theories on that. But I think that even in the higher realms, things are solid but more fluid. And I think we're going to enter into realms of that as at least as far as we can handle. And it's an interesting interplay between your genetics, the mother, the changes in vibration of the earth, and what the great design is culminating for as far as the beginning of this new age. And I think it's going to be natural and yet unnatural. That's my take. It's going to be big, small, tall, and little. It's going to be me and you, baby.
You're something else, Don. You're something else, man. I don't know. You're something else. I mean, you might be one of them. But, yeah, you seem to suit me a little bit, man. But I don't know if it's all this built-up energy I have. I mean, I just feel like a static field around me a lot of times. And I pick up on people's emotions, just the way they...
Allow it. Allow it. And take if it bothers you, take mental control over it. Just say, okay, make a little prayer, do a little asking, do a little dance. And then let it go. Well, and if you still feel it at that point, then why are you dwelling on it? And then you got to question yourself, what is so makes it so important? You know, they really allow it. You got to start allowing. People got to start allowing these changes with love, not questioning. Question everything if that's your key.
Yeah.
Go for it. I do in many respects along my path. But what I'm trying to say is, allow for the greater changes. You're in an evolutionary spike. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Many things are culminating. Many changes are being prophesied. All the greatest prophecies of all the greatest religions and all the greatest of everything that was ever documented in anything, including the stone tablets and what we can recover, all say this is an interesting time period because things are changing super quickly, and it gives some type of timeline change.
Well, Don, there's something too that he's saying that's really important to pick up on.
Look at the frogs. I mean, look at them.
And that is that a lot of people like him, like Jojo, are empathic, and people don't talk about this stuff enough. And so, when they do start to tap into these things, which are a natural birthright, they don't know what's going on because they'll walk to the store. And they're getting these impressions and feelings and thoughts, and it's just, it's overwhelming. So, you know, my parents were empathic, and they were also alcoholic because I believe that alcoholism and various drug addictions and sex and food addictions all have a basically similar a course in that we're trying to dull our senses, which are so sharp, and with these energy shifts that are coming in on the planet, the Schumann resonance, as you mentioned, and just the higher vibration in general, we're all starting to tap into this, and, you know, humanity may be headed towards becoming totally empathic and psychic.
That's right. You know, people tell me, oh, the veils are lifting, they're disappearing. You know,
well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't see energy as disappearing. I see it changing, but I also see... As the earth changes her vibration, everything's changing in sequence, and I see overlapping of energies. It's really, you know, I don't want to go into that much now because I don't know what to make of it yet, but it's not really, it's my own kind of...
Your own take.
Well, I'm doing my own meditations on this. I'm trying to find out some answers to it, but I get a lot of overlapping, and I feel... I don't know, you know? Hey, I truly don't understand it, and I'm not going to pretend to.
Oh, I don't either.
When?
Damn it, he's not here. Excuse me, audience. He's not here again.
I'm sorry. Who? I was calling about the... I'm going back to my question and my original line of thought that I called in with. All right. You're doing the reading, right?
No, we left that a long time ago. That was boring.
Yeah, I kind of...
That was boring.
...parted from there, but, why me? Why me?
Why not you, buddy?
Okay, you want me to tell you?
Hey, Don, I'll show you the photographs.
Yeah, he's a very good artist.
Look,
my friend, you call me, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. You're going to give me a call, all right? Sometime when I'm not on the air, give me a call. I'll rap with you, but... Doing it on the air right now, this is more Zany's show, and I want him to go nuts. He's part of the Planner family anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So let him go nuts. And we'll let you go for now. JoJo, we love you. You're extreme.
Hey, I love you too.
No, you are extreme. You are the best. I love you. You do not change. I mean, when I mean that, I just love who you are. Keep being the dynamic you are. You know what I mean? Go for it.
Well,
you have a question, here's your answer, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just go for it. You know, you got to be willing to go for it. Walk your talk. That's what I'm saying. The people who live that, become it. All right? All right.
Yes, sir. All right, Brother Don.
Talk to you later, my friend.
Peace and love be with you.
Peace and love always to you. All right. Zany?
Yeah.
Your show's back in your hands.
All right. Well, you know, he brings up an interesting point. You know, I won't go on about this for long, but...
I love that guy. Just so you know, I hate to interject. It was important, so I am going to say it. I love that guy.
I think
there's a guy who has a great, great, great heart, and his propensity to do great things is phenomenal. All right.
We got some more callers.
We have another caller.
All right.
Yeah,
your show's back in your hands. All right. Well, you know, he brings up an interesting point. You know, he, I won't go on about this for long, but...
I love that guy.
I hear myself. Somebody's listening to the radio.
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
This is Bernie.
Bernie! Oh, my God. Hello. How are you?
I am very much enjoying... the instant manifestation of my request.
Wow, well, what was your request?
That you have Don select what the show would be.
That's right, you did.
So I could get to know him better.
Well, hello, Bernie. Hi.
And I am loving it.
This is my best friend in the whole world, Bernie.
Hi, Bernice. Wow.
Hi,
wow,
dear.
I feel so much warmth from you, boy.
Don,
I mean, love exudes from you, baby.
Well, I think you are partly responsible, because when you called in the light from your last show, I swear I'm still tingling from it.
Oh, you're the best.
And
thank you.
Just hearing the rap that you guys have had tonight, I'm truly loving your energy, Don. And Lance knows I've loved him for a long time.
You know, you and I are both in love with this guy.
Well,
it's a mutual love affair. I love you guys, too.
Let's just go off to the Elbic.
Isn't
Brick Road
where we're going?
Oh, it's miraculous, and it's natural, and it's all those things at once.
And that's what brings us into those higher vibrations, to letting all this love flow.
That's what, you know, that's why you can't, that's what I keep trying to say to people. If they make the miraculous a separate from themselves, then they're always going to define it as other than themselves. And that is unhealthy. I think we are the change, we are the miracles, and the more we live as such, the more the miracle will be natural, but it'll be there. Well, it's just, I don't know how else to explain this new energy that's coming in, but it's defined to wake you up as a kiss. Call it the Holy Spirit that goes, but it just seems that way, designed to wake you up with a kiss. Wake up.
What you were saying about your meditations, I've been doing similar ones for a good many years, and my feeling so far is that as we move closer and closer to what may be the final coming, whether it be 2012 or what, is that we each will settle into what is our primary vibration, and only those who share that vibration will be with us. Nobody's getting lost. Nobody's going anywhere, but they will be within their whatever is a compatible vibration for themselves.
Yes.
And they all might not be pretty, but we know where we're going.
Yes, it's almost as if the president, the cabinet, and the rest of them are going to move up, and they're going to move all the way over into the Middle East.
Yeah.
They're going to jump into their Iraqi big golden embassy,
yeah.
And they're going to all group together all those energies, and then they're going to target all the missiles back to themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's almost the picture I get, is how self-destructive they are.
Oh, yeah.
And what the energy they're going to bring to themselves is.
Yeah.
It's.
I hear what you're saying, Don, but I feel like when we have fully attained the level that we are choosing, we won't even think about them.
Right. You're got it. See, that's what it means. You're right. It means that your focus will have shifted. All that won't. It'll be so meaningless to you. And if it's still even around, it's in a whole different density, different vibration.
Yep.
You can either choose to play at that point or not. But it's your life's going to be is what you and heaven or your greater self intended it to be. I agree.
That's right.
I agree.
And I did very much enjoy your discussions with JoJo, too. If he comes to terms with he is all of these fantastic things that he's letting frighten him, there is no limit to what he can accomplish.
I agree. Well said. Boy, you put everything into just one sentence. You're right on, by the way, I think. I mean,
He's always right on. I'm telling you.
Nailed it right in a sentence.
I talked to her on the phone for an hour or two, and I'm telling you, it's like having a personal guru.
Whoa, yeah, nailed it, right?
She
I mean,
just
perfect.
Wise beyond anybody's years.
In fact, that
sure.
would have been the first sentence statement I made to him, just about when the first time he called, fairly close. Yeah, very good. Wow. Only because it just, wow. That's great. That was synchronistic.
Well, I love both of you guys, and I just wanted you to know it. So I'm going to get
you got to bring Bernice on more often.
So, well,
yes, I'd love to see her. I'd love to hear her on air because I mean, just everything she says is right on the money.
Well, I'm still quite a bit self-conscious about it, so
we love you.
Need off so somebody else can come on.
All right.
Love you both in the show, and just keep the good vibes and work flowing.
Oh, thanks, Bernie. I love you, too.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
I just adore her. I absolutely adore her.
What a terrific lady.
Wow.
Terrific.
She is just amazing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, and that just, it completely reaffirms my belief that there are very, very special people here, and they are in our lives, and all we have to do is vibrate at the highest possible rate, and they just show up.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know, they just show up, and you know, I'm just blessed to have some really wonderful people in my life, you being one of them.
Oh, heck, thank
you.
You know, I love being here. I love being here as much as you do, my friend. I mean, we are change. I truly believe that. And
yeah.
I think if we walk our talk and we be responsible for what we are, where
yep.
we are, who we are, and what we're about,
yep.
then, you know, life takes on its simplicity the way it should. You can really then can be the butterfly.
Yes.
The rest you got to kind of clear out of the way, and it's not hard. It's not difficult. In fact, you can go the way of the magic way. You know what way that is? Any way you choose. And really it comes down to saying, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. What would love do now? And when you do that simple little mind con,
Yeah.
Because you can brain yourself, wash yourself back into sanity,
you can.
Folks.
You can.
You know, you've been conditioned the other way around, so you can probably turn the tables. I do. You know, I'm love, and what would love do now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when you finally, when you say that and you think it often enough, I promise you, you'll feel it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it'll take a while, then you'll just feel it. And then everything from then on, you know you're making the next right decision in every moment because you have no pain.
Yeah.
You have no regret. You have no remorse. You know what you did. It was absolutely out of love every time, and then sooner or later, I mean, it's not just a matter of being easy. You can't be any other way sooner, and that's the simplest way to be.
Yep.
It's less complex.
Yep. And
the more transparent you are, the less complex it is on your life, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, go ahead, have secrets.
Exactly.
We're trying to get the secrets out in front of the airwaves, by the way, just so in case any of you are wondering why we don't keep secrets. There you go.
That's a good idea. The other thing is that the universe just unfolds right before us. It's like a magic carpet ride, and we don't have to think about what to do. It's just a matter of turning your brain off sometimes, and just trusting and allowing that you'll be taken care of, and that the right thing is right there in front of you, or is nearby. And if you don't know where that is, then you have to go in and look to see where your joy is.
Well, you know, Akiani, A-K-A-I-N-E,
yes.
Or I-A-N-E, she...
The child artist.
Yeah, the child artist that did that painting of the butterfly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, a few months later, I saw this crop circle. Actually, the day it was in the crop circle connector, it was of a butterfly.
Uh-huh.
And I realized at that point what they were trying to say. And then the next one was of all the doors opening. You know, the 3D room with all the... And really, the whole energy of it now. And, you know, I look at them and I try to meditate on them and say, hey, what's really going on here?
Yeah.
And eventually it clicks. I mean, I do get each and every one in their own way. You know how they always say it's so important to go check out each and every crop cycle and just at least look at them once?
Yeah.
Because it's speaking to you?
Yeah.
It's actually saying something to you in a language you truly do know?
Huh.
So it's kind of like the Edgar Cayce principle, or that you know it, but you don't realize you know it, or the fact that you remember everything you see subconsciously or superconsciously,
oh, yeah,
you bring it
yeah.
back.
Oh, absolutely.
So you got to look at them all, and there's a story. There's a story you start to get. It's evolving, it's wonderful, it's beautiful. And it also presents itself now in more ways that people can really kind of, but they're more complex now, and people are really starting to understand the drift of them if they spend a little time with them.
Uh-huh.
Just look at them, and you'll notice that what they're saying is, change is upon you, you have many routes, you can play be the butterfly, and be interdimensional, or you can take the route... That you know you can take the route of less ease, but really it's going to come down to you all creating the new reality together.
Yeah.
No matter what doors and things everybody chooses to take, you're all walking this path together, and what's going to come is going to be a manifestation of all of you. And people say, well, what about all the sick and demented kind of energy out there? I mean, is that going to... Well, that's the funny thing about the Earth changing. You know about vibrations, when two vibrations finally become incompatible, it's like an octave when they split.
Yeah.
You can't display it anymore, but they become incompatible in a way.
Yeah.
They really, they're not, they don't see each other. They're incompatible.
Yeah.
And those energies distance themselves, separate themselves, not by my choice, but by the choice of those others.
Yeah.
You know, really the truth is we want to bring everybody back to what we all are and love. And that's the whole greatest part of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're choosing a different way. And of course that dynamic presents itself now. What does that mean? Like I think you say, over the next few years, those people that can't go with the flow won't be here. Not in your and my reality, anyways.
Right, right.
They'll be around.
Right.
They just will be totally and absolutely insignificant to me and won't affect my life at all.
Exactly.
In any way.
Exactly. So there you have it. What do you think? How do you think crop circles are made? Have you studied them much at all? Or
I think they're made primarily by several. Well, primarily by one particular Boy, I'm going to sound cracked now, but
that's okay.
Know, well, one particular alien.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean one group like the Arcturians, or you?
Well, I think there are many that work together to create the effect. To make it all happen, but I think there's one group that oversees it. I think they're. I don't know. I just gather that they're one type of race.
Well, it'd be interesting if it had something to do with the Lemurians that are supposedly ensconced in Telos at Mount Shasta, which I've heard before.
Yeah, they. I think they do it through a special type of. I don't know. It's got to be some either a ship or an energy beam or literally inserting a matrix within a matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of feeling I often get. But then there is some type of a physical phenomena that goes on during this.
Yeah.
People have witnessed it, smelled it, felt it, seen it, heard of it. A physical phenomena.
Oh, yeah.
That actually it is going on here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Is that physical phenomena appearing there, which is important, or is it coming from our space localization?
Well, it's got to be, it has to be a higher dimension to, at the very least, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
See, I don't know. I truly don't know.
I mean, it could be.
It could be a race that's sitting out there, and they're part of the Armada.
Maybe it's graffiti.
right. And they're sending down their energy ships to do that.
Could be.
Or they're creating it from space. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, who knows what their capabilities or technologies are? I mean, I don't know if it's alien. If it's extra, intra, and ultra dimensional.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if they wear underwear.
That's a good one. Well, that's an interesting thought. Don't take me there.
Can you see a Martian in underwear? We'll scare them all right now. We'll put all you Martians that come here in boxer shorts. I wear boxer shorts.
Do you?
Of course.
Oh, I do too sometimes.
Yeah, I can. I wear boxer shorts and a robe.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if I get it from your Playboy heft, or I just... It was really my idea way before he ever was born, and
right.
I just came into it later.
Maybe it's an archetype.
See what I mean?
The boxer shirt and robe archetype.
I think this was something that something that I had to do.
Yeah.
It was sent to me from the future.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, embedded in the sun. It was actually, there was an alien group named Christopher.
Oh.
An alien group.
Oh.
And they took this information and they stuck it in this little tube that was really a wormhole tube.
Okay.
Encased in wormhole tube stuff. I don't know. They shot it into the sun.
Uh-huh.
And when I was born, you know, it took a few years, you know, and 8 minutes. They got it to the Earth.
Yeah.
And then, boom, I realized that I had to wear a red robe.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting.
See? That's why I do it.
I see. And are you wearing one now?
Yes. I actually do. Even, you know, I only wear robes.
On air?
Everywhere I go, I do not. I do. I have, look, I have clothes that my folks, family members, and others have given me for holidays, birthdays, whatever.
Right.
They've been sitting in there in their original packaging for years.
Uh-huh.
Years. I don't wear clothes. I wear a robe.
Oh, it's
and,
comfortable.
And boxer shorts, and that's...
It's comfortable.
It's me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I have three different robes, and sometimes I wear my wife's. Hers feels better than mine.
Oh, well, softer, no doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah, the women like softer things. You know, sometimes.
That's right.
Sometimes. But lest we descend into the oblivion of lower dimensions, we had best pick up the vibrations a bit. So, did you hear about the orbs? Everybody's seeing orbs lately.
Everybody's seeing orbs.
Everybody.
Remember, but does anybody remember when all those orbs were taken on all the buildings, and those were those light orbs, and people couldn't figure out where they were coming from?
Mm.
And it preceded what people are now picking up on their digital cameras all over the place?
Yeah. We have
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Were they telling you something then?
Are they
telling you something now?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of look at the timeline of things, and I say, you know, it's been just a beautifully unfolding picture.
Mm-hmm.
And people get it. They'll sooner or later they get it. Yeah, it's almost like we don't even have to say a word anymore. We just kind of have to be who we are now.
Yeah.
But people are waking up to the truth.
Yeah.
Something strange and wonderful is occurring, Miss Sue and Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's important to remember the wonderful part, you know, because the strange part is obvious.
Exactly.
The strange and the horrific and the frightening part, the deeds part and the corruption and greed part is very obvious, but the wonderful part encompasses all of that. That it's all part of the wonderful part, and the worse things get, the better they're getting, because we're moving closer to being able to manifest as we choose in higher realms. So it's all good.
It's all great.
But I know you do a lot of research on the internet with politics and various other things. Who do you think? And I know that you tend to like Ron Paul for president.
Love Ron Paul. Love him for president.
He's the only one. You know, and what's really funny is that you don't see his name in any of the mainstream media. It's as if he's the invisible man.
The invisible man to mainstream media.
Yeah.
And to anybody who that's all they solely rely on their media from, then they deserve who they vote for.
Well,
I mean, I got to tell you, they got to get rid of listening to mainstream media. I can't impress upon that enough.
Well, oh yeah,
because it's a brainwashing, systematic tool to encourage responses, elicit responses and reactions. It's really to turn you into little reactors.
It is. It is, and we've been listening to it since we were
making a wind-up toy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you have to give yourself a break away from it long enough to be able to see it for what it is.
Yeah, you really do.
And you know, it's not easy to turn off the television set.
And that's why they're flooding the internet with all this craze, because
yeah.
they want to make it as unreliable as the rest of their media.
As the rest of it, yeah.
Sure, but, you know, I got to tell you, you can't fool the people when they have that much information at their disposal. You think you can. You actually think you can. You can spread as much bull throughout it as you want, but, you know, it's funny how these little gems shine.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep shining and shining and shining, and the more bull comes, but these same shiners come out, and eventually everything changes because of it.
Yeah.
The truth, you can't hide the truth when the people want it, demand it, and have created an internet to make it happen.
That's right.
That's why we created it. All really did it ourselves. It is the critical mass. It is where we've turned everything. It's bringing the media back to you, to me, and everybody else with a mouthpiece, a thought, and a heart.
Exactly. And isn't it ironic that the internet started out as a weaponized...
It's always ironic. The whole world's backwards.
Yeah.
And everybody gets what they deserve. And karma always comes back to the...
Yes.
To the person that it was intended to before.
That's right. That's right. And people think that their thoughts don't count or that their actions don't count. Everything's recorded. It's all in the Akashic Records.
Yep.
So, you know, the days of our being able to just, think randomly wild or perverse thoughts is ending, because our thoughts are turning into realities, and we have to begin at the thought level. And like you said, it begins from love, and if you're coming from love, then your thoughts are pure. And the ones that aren't based in love are the ones that get cast aside. So I really like that you have that little tool, you know, of being love based.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me on your show. I just love being here. I love you. I love the audience.
Oh, good.
And
I do, too.
All right, I'll let you go, but thank you. Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure, my friend.
All right. Well, who's coming up next? Do we have, is Jim Gilliland coming next on the show? Is he following us tonight?
James is following us. You
oh, good.
Bet he is.
Good.
You well, know, hold on. Yeah. He's up next. So
I love his show. And then,
are you kidding? James is spectacular.
Isn't he great?
He's the best there is.
He's great.
He's one of those great, great, greats.
Yeah. You know? Mahala sent me a CD from the presentation that she did there at James Ranch just about a month before I had her on my show, and she sent me a couple of other CDs of people that were presenting there, and James was excellent, the presenters were excellent, Mahala I thought was the best, of course, but it was a wonderful conference that he held up there about a month ago, I think, UFO conference, and so, and of course I'm in his group, the eSETI group, and he always, you know, is spot on with his comments and his...
See, James feels the energy.
Yeah.
And he's part of the perfect energy that's making it flow.
Yeah.
And he's a dynamic unto himself. He is a power, and he is radiating his love, and it's changing everything along with you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, I love
you. And I'm going to let you close because I got a minute and a half to get him on the air. Get
all right.
This mysterious and wonderfully loving James on the air.
All right. Well, this is another Fireside Chat. It was an unusual one for today. It was certainly unexpected, and I'm glad it happened. And that's a good example of how life is fired at us point blank. You know, this is not a dress rehearsal, folks. Life is fired at us point blank. And I wasn't the one to originally say that. Werner Erhard was in his S-seminars. And some of you old fogies like me, who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, will remember Werner Erhard and his EST trainings. So I love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Fireside Chat. And next week, I have Carla Ruckert, who is a wonderful, wonderful guest, a wonderful person, a great human being. She's best known for channeling the Raw series, the Law of One series, and she now channels an entity called Quo. And she is just